Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, we've been learning about what it means to be more than a conqueror, and today we're going to start looking at a subject that affects every one of us in our day-to-day lives, and that is spiritual warfare. Because in order to be successful as more than a conqueror, we have to understand we had an adversary. We have a foe that withstands us, that wants to hinder us, that will do everything within his possibility of creating problems and getting us diverted, getting us our attention turned in another direction than the way that we should be going, or he will try to detour. He'll do everything possible to thwart God's plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life, but also in that purpose there are seasons, and within those seasons there's the day-to-day walking out of God's will for your life. But he'll do everything he can to see that you miss the mark, that you're not in any way through confusion or through lack of clarity or whatever, that you're not able to walk successfully in the plans that God has for you. So, what are we going to let's start right at the very beginning. Spiritual warfare. What does that word warfare mean? Well, I think we certainly have experienced it, but by definition, it's the action of waging war. Okay, we got that. It's armed conflict or struggle of any kind. And so, what I would like to do with the help of the Holy Spirit is to address the daily struggle that we as Christians face. We face spiritual warfare daily. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3 states, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal." They're spiritual. They're not carnal. He's creating a contrast. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, we need to kind of examine that sort of piece by piece, but the Amplified version of the New Testament puts it like this: being in readiness to punish every disobedience when your own submission and obedience as a church are fully secured and complete. So what's that saying? Let's make it in simple terms, where we will be ready and in such a place spiritually to punish disobedience in terms of the spiritual realm when our own submission and our own obedience as members of the body of Christ are fully secured and complete. These are some really deep thoughts. But let me share another passage found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, familiar passages 1 through 17. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is important, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So since that's the case, verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore. That's what many of us are doing at this point right now. Once you've done all you know to do, you just stand there, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, because now this is our offensive weapon, or defensive, actually, the shield of faith, that's defensive, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. That's the offensive weapon, which is the Word of God. It's the same pattern that Jesus exemplified and demonstrated to us when he was, after his fast in the wilderness, and the devil came to tempt him three times. He said, "Devil, it is written." So this is our, he's our example for us. So that is the exhortation of Paul in Ephesians. And then let me turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. But let us who are of the day, and that's us, beloved, the children of God, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. That's other terminology, if you will, for the breastplate of righteousness, faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So, why did I share these two passages? We see that our weapons are not carnal, but they're spiritual. It's a spiritual weaponry or arsenal given to us by the Holy Spirit. And that phrase found in 2 Corinthians 10:5, that fifth verse, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Paul is actually using military phrases used for the capture and destruction of fortresses. Paul speaks, as we are told in Ellicott's Bible commentary, as if leading an attack on the strong defenses, or fortresses, if you will, of the powers of evil against idolatry and impurity that was enthroned at Corinth and throughout the empire, not any different today, if not worse, possibly of those of pride and obstinate rebellion in the hearts of his individual opponents. And in verse 6, Paul speaks about the rebellious remnant, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, or being in readiness to punish every act of disobedience or insubordination when your own submission and obedience as a member of the body of Christ are fully secured and complete. So when we come into a place that we're fully surrendered, then we have been given that authority to deal with disobedience and rebellion. That's pretty amazing. Think about that. Paul, we know, was long-suffering, and he was willing to wait until all had obeyed, all who were willing to obey. Do you see how important the human will is? We have choices in everything we do. To think by some that a man of God is never to show anger or to handle things strongly after much patience and waiting on God, well, they simply don't know the Bible. Paul speaks, he uses strong terminology. He speaks of revenge. He does not indicate what form of vengeance he thought of taking, but we may conjecture that some severe discipline, as that indicated by delivering this one to Satan. He was talking to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 5:5, and also 1 Timothy 1:20, with a view, if it were possible, to their ultimate restoration. You see, that's why he delivered such a one to Satan, so that they could be saved. That's pretty strong. And beloved, you might say, well, that he was an apostle, you know, and he had maybe the authority to do that. But beloved, there's a passage I want to share with you, two verses out of Psalm 139. And if you read through the Bible, I know you've read this, but just think about this. These are very strong words. This is something, you know, I think I preached a message much godly hatred, because this is something we need to understand. I'm not talking about anger, because the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God, but righteous anger or indignation is another matter. So let me share those verses in Psalm 139. This is, I think it's David who wrote it. Indeed, it is David. Okay, he was a type of Christ. In verse 21, he says, "Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee?" Listen to this. This is the Authorized King James. "I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." And then, of course, a few verses later, he says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." He was naked before God, if you will. He was saying, "You examine me, Lord, but this is how I feel. Those that hate you, I hate them, and I grieve with those that rise up against you. In fact, I hate them with perfect hatred, and I count them as mine enemies." Have we? That's pretty strong, beloved. Well, the word was given for our admonition, but I see my time has flown, and we're just getting into this message on spiritual warfare. I hope you can be with me tomorrow, and we perhaps will continue on next week as the Lord leads. I love you, and if you are in a time of spiritual warfare, and sometimes you can sense that there's just a heaviness, all of a sudden, you know, you've been doing great, and all of a sudden there's just a heaviness, if you can just almost feel the warfare around you. Beloved, I've learned in my own life, there's a time we need to be praying, but there's a time for agreement, because there's power in agreement. So if you're going through a time of heavy spiritual warfare, I invite you to write the announcer. We give our contact information. I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to your heart. I love you, and I pray for you every day, and I ask you to pray for me as well. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.